we're talking about meekness and humility, and meekness is controlled power, controlled strength. And humility, or lowliness, as Jesus put it, that is simply under divine authority. That's the reason why Moses could write in the scriptures that he was the most meek man. He was humble. You would think a person of humility couldn't say that about themselves. Well, he understood what it was. Its meaning is divine authority that you are submitted to. Jesus demonstrated that. I think about Pilate's judgment hall. The meekness, control, power. He could have called 10,000 angels. All he would have had to do is just speak the word, and these angels would have come to his rescue. He had controlled power. Controlled power when they were spitting in his face, plucking out the beard with their hands, beating him with rods, beating him with their fist, driving that crown of thorns upon his head. It was just like nails entering your skull. Being tortured with the whip. All of that time, Jesus was demonstrating meekness and lowliness because Jesus, all he had to do is speak the word, and Jesus could have conquered his enemies. My friend, to be like him, wow. It says that Jesus became obedient. He had to learn obedience. He had to learn it being under divine authority. Now, there are three types of authority that Jesus was under, and three types of authority still in the earth today, and Jesus submitted himself to that authority. The first one is domestic authority, the second is civil authority, and the third is spiritual authority. Domestic authority we see in Ephesians chapter 5 and chapter 6 and 1 Peter chapter 3, and that basically is the home. I love the story where Jesus went to the temple. And he went with his family. It was the time of the Passover feast. And he is lingering there when the family goes home. And they're looking for him. They are looking for Jesus. And his mother comes. And she is very wrought with him when she finally finds him 3 days later. You talk about the movie Home Alone. And we watched those when my children were growing up. Home Alone 1 and Home Alone in New York. And you can't even imagine a child being lost from the family, especially under Roman rule. I mean, this was a dangerous thing. Jesus was lost. Why was he lost? Because he was in the process of learning authority. We'll pick this back up tomorrow right here on The Winning Life. I want to ask you to pray for He's Alive Radio. Pray for this nation. This is a crucial time, I believe, for our nation, a crucial time for ministry. We need to hear from you. We have a CD that will help you. Our guest on that is our very own Melissa Flores. She wrote a book several years ago, co-authored a book, and it deals with how to pray for the nation. And she will, on this CD, help us know how to pray effectively, how to pray concerning key issues that we're facing today in these troubling times, how to pray for our government, how to pray for protection, and how to pray for our military, all this and more. She set this to anointed music. It will inspire you to pray accurately. Well, it's yours with your best love gift. And we need to hear from you this summer, July especially. With your gift of $15 or more, this coaching CD will be yours. He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland 21536, or he'salive.net.